Leaked ministerial correspondence obtained by the ABC reveals a secret plan to exit logging in Victoria's native forests and support a transition package for the timber industry. The Commonwealth initially proposed the plan in 2015. It involves selling forest carbon credits into the government's multi-billion dollar climate fund, but the plan has been stalled for the past 4 years. Now, in an exclusive interview with RN Breakfast, Agriculture Minister David Littleproud has broken ranks with the federal forest policy, saying that he thinks the forest carbon plan sounds like common sense. The minister says he's worried about the impact of logging operations on Australia's beekeepers. Greg Borschmann has more.
It's a terrible pun, but the apiarists of Australia have a bee in their bonnet.
Every time apiarists go to a forest each season, we see less and less mature trees, and the logging regime seems to be getting harsher each time.
Neil Bingley is a beekeeper and president of the New South Wales Apiarist Association. He's speaking here from a forest on the south coast of New South Wales.
I'm looking now, I'm down at Pambler, I'm just looking at a forest of matchsticks. Stringy bark's about 100 mil diameter and hardly any trees bigger than 20 centimetres across at chest height.
Neil Bingley claims the crisis for his industry has serious implications for Australia's agriculture.
Every time we go, it's reduced resource, so the availability of nectar is not as reliable as the climate variations occur. It's making it harder. You've got less mature trees and you get put that in, couple that with the drought. You move to an area and you don't get any production. It's not very good. We're going to service the almond industry and they're 100% reliant on bees. And if we can't maintain decent string hives through the winter, they're not going to be very happy in the spring.
The looming crisis in Australia's forests for beekeepers has forced Federal Agriculture Minister David Littleproud to get involved. In a leaked letter to the Victorian Government last month, Littleproud told State Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio that new regional forest agreements have, quote, failed the beekeeping industry.
Some state governments have been very inconsistent in the way that they've dealt with the bee industry. And what they quite clearly enunciated to me was that they've been ignored.
In his letter to Victorian Minister Lily D'Ambrosio, David Littleproud was highly critical of aspects of Australia's native forest timber industry. He said he was concerned about the industry's loss of social licence, allegations of illegal logging in Victoria, and appropriate assessment of forest values. He told Breakfast that he's getting involved because billions of dollars in agriculture could be at stake if the beekeepers are in trouble.
This is an important industry to the total agricultural sector. If we don't have bees, we don't produce food and fibre. It's as simple as that. Grade 8 science will tell you that.
The minister says beekeepers have not been able to keep up with rapidly growing food production and that the industry must grow considerably by 2030 to meet demand.
In Queensland, we're worried that they're going to be cut out of forestry altogether, native forests altogether. And in Victoria, obviously, they're moving to a point where they're about to make an assessment on their regional forestry agreement. So what we've done is simply made representation on behalf of the bee industry that they get a seat at the table.
You wrote to Victorian Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio backing a plan to earn carbon credits from Victoria's forests. What's the plan?
Well, obviously, they've been asking, and so too has industry been asking for carbon credits out of forestry for some time. What I've simply said is that we should explore that, but it doesn't sit within my remit. It sits within Melissa Price, but we should be pragmatic around that. And when industry themselves are asking for it, then that's when I start to twig my ears to look for a solution to work with state governments to make sure that a practical solution is achieved.
This idea was first suggested to Victoria 5 years ago by the Commonwealth, and the Victorians have been keen ever since. What's been the logjam?
Look, I couldn't give you a running history. I've only been minister for about 14, 15 months. All I work on is what's in front of me, and this is what's been put in front of me, and in a practical sense, it seems as though it's common sense.
Victorian Environment Minister Lily D'Ambrosio welcomed the Agriculture Minister's intervention, but said Victoria had been waiting for years for the Commonwealth. She claimed that the plan for forest carbon credits had been put on the back burner by successive federal environment ministers, Greg Hunt, Josh Frydenberg and Melissa Price. before the change now proposed by Agriculture Minister David Littleproud.
Well, look, I welcome his comments of today. However, the proof of it is in the pudding. It's all very well to say that they're interested in starting the dialogue on the eve of an election. Our government has been waiting now for a number of years for them to step up and do that and work with us.
Minister D'Ambrosio refused to comment on plans for a transition strategy to move Victoria's timber industry out of the native forests and into plantations. But she did confirm discussions were ongoing and that climate change will drive major reform in forest management. Early next year, Victoria will set interim targets for net zero carbon emissions by 2050, and native forests have been targeted as a priority sector. Victoria's Environment Minister, Lily D'Ambrosio again.
There are a range of sectors that we actually need to make some significant inroads in valuing the carbon that is stored already, and in particular, of course, in our native forestry that exists on public land. That's one of the key areas where we can actually do more in terms of tackling climate change. It's one of a number of sectors that our government is absolutely committed to doing a lot of heavy lifting in.
The chair of the former Forest Industry Task Force in Victoria, Professor Don Henry, said that business, unions and environment groups all supported putting a price on carbon in both plantations and native forests.
Look, the group as a whole did feel that being able to properly and credibly value carbon in both native forest and in plantations held benefits for them all, because it lets you put an additional potential value onto forest and fibre products, the same for plantations, so an extra value, if you like, for industry, but it also provided an extra value where decisions are made to establish national parks or to protect forests because it's valuing the carbon in them.
I asked Agriculture Minister David Littleproud if his new position on carbon credits for native forests was because the National Party was under pressure about its policies on climate change and land and water management issues.
No, it's because it's the first time it's come across my desk since I became minister. The Nationals haven't really changed a lot of their philosophies in terms of that. We understand, representing agriculture, that agriculture has been adapting to a changing climate since we first put a till in the soil. So we're well ahead of the game, and it just means that when we get practical solutions, we should follow them through.
In a statement to RN Breakfast, Environment Minister Melissa Price said a method for measuring carbon in native forests remained under consideration by the government. The timber industry did not respond to requests for comment.
That's Greg Borschman reporting on plans for carbon trading in Australia's native forests. In her written statement to Breakfast, the Environment Minister, Melissa Price, also confirmed that an extra $2 billion of funding will be committed to the rebadged Climate Solutions Fund in next week's federal budget.